Hallmark Channel presents Beverly Hills Wedding. Text, Hughes, Oregon. A Rodeo Road and Front Street Pictures production. An aerial view of the town zooms down to a garden wedding in progress. A woman takes photos, capturing a candid of an elderly woman straightening an elderly man's tie.
And now, by the power vested in me by the great state of Oregon, I solemnly declare you husband and wife.
After the bride and groom leave, another photographer joins the first as they pack away their equipment.
Hey, Molly.
Hey.
How'd it go for you?
Well, I was able to get a group of hungry people to smile at the same time, so success.
How about you?
Oh, fine. Except the groom's grandmother tried to set me up with his cousin.
Oh, so the usual.
Yeah, the usual.
Hey, listen, were you able to get those photos for me?
Yes, I almost forgot.
Thank you. Thank you. This saves me so much time.
She flips through blown-up photos.
Oh, that is adorable.
And this was 20 years ago when my sister Sophia and her boyfriend Jordan were 8 years old. He staged a wedding at his family's farm, and I filmed the whole thing on my first camera.
Oh, of course you did.
Oh, that is cute.
Jordan didn't have a ring for my sister, so he picked a daisy and made one. They have the perfect love story. Oh, who's that?
Oh, that's Corey.
Oh, that's Jordan's brother.
Didn't you date a Corey?
Yep,
one and the same. I didn't know you and Sophia dated brothers.
Yeah, a long time ago.
How long has it been since you've seen him?
Oh, it's been years. Moves to North Carolina to work on a sailboat.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I hope I make it. Jordan plans to propose to Sophia at sunset.
Be honest. Was it his idea or yours?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Will Corey be at this infamous proposal?
Probably not. He's never home.
Yeah.
Right?
Bye.
Bye.
They part, and Molly drives up to a barn. A man joins her coming out of the barn.
Cutting it close.
Don't worry, Jordan. I got it all under control. Okay, now, don't forget to take her on the path near the blueberry field, all right? It has much better light this time of day.
I won't forget.
And when you get to the tree, angle yourself so she's facing towards me. I need to get her reaction.
Molly, we've been over this 100 times. I got it.
Okay, that's her. She's pulling up.
Okay.
Path?
Yep.
Blueberry field. Tree? Angle out.
Angle out.
Got it.
Okay.
No. Come here. I'm sorry. Pop this one hair. Always. So weird. Got it.
Jordan goes to meet an arriving car, and Molly sneaks off.
Hey, Sophia.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
How's your tutoring session?
Oh, fine. Well, that was always hard to win back kids' attention over the holidays.
Well, I'm sure you did great.
Thanks.
Let's go for a walk.
Really? Kind of cold outside.
Come here. I'll keep you warm.
Sure. How was your day?
It was good, honey. It was good.
From behind a tree, Molly snaps photos. They come upon a swing with a bouquet of daisies.
What? What is this?
I told you I had a little surprise.
Aww. It's beautiful.
And these are for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, our swing.
She sits on the swing where their initials are carved. Molly continues snapping as he kneels in front of Sophia and opens a ring box.
Sophia McCarty, you are my best friend. You're my first love and my last love. I'm wondering if you will marry me. For real this time.
Yes. 1,000 times yes.
He slides the ring on her finger. A As they hug, Molly pops out from hiding.
Congratulations! What? You're in on this? Are you kidding? You think I'd let him do this alone? So do you guys know where you want to get married?
We've only been engaged for like a minute.
Jordan? Well, it's never too soon to start thinking.
I don't really have anywhere in mind yet. What about you, Sophia?
Well, whatever we do, it has to be on a budget because I'm still paying off my student loans. And Dad just retired. I really don't want to be a burden on him, but also, I do want our wedding to be beautiful and special.
It's going to be the perfect day.
Well, I've seen plenty of beautiful weddings done on a limited budget.
Well, we really have no idea what we want yet, but Molly, you have attended more weddings than anybody I know. And you are my maid of honor, right?
Took you long enough to ask. I have a million ideas. I cannot wait to plan this wedding. Can we start now?
Well, like you said, it's never too soon.
Jordan sighs, and the sisters hug and walk on. The family waits at the barn.
Congratulations!
What?
Congratulations, honey.
Thanks, John.
Boy, proud of you, son.
We all wanted to be there when he popped the question, but I'm sure we would have spoiled the surprise.
Well, don't worry, Dad. We got lots of pictures.
Seriously, honey, you're the best. How did you get everyone here without me noticing?
Well, actually, that was mostly my brother's doing.
Hey!
Corey arrives.
I take it you said yes? Hi.
Hi.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, why wouldn't I be fine?
Molly, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned Corey was...
It's fine. Are you kidding? Why would I care? Hi, good to see you. Really great. Welcome home. Welcome back to Hughes, to the farm. Your farm. Well, it's your family's farm. It's not my farm. Welcome home.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Corey.
Hey, Mr. McCarty. It's been a long time.
It sure has. You still working on that sailboat in North Carolina?
Oh, that was a couple of years ago. Most recently, I've been running a charter for tourists up in Seattle.
Oh, wow, that sounds like an adventure.
It has its moments, but it's always nice being home. You know, you should come up when the weather's warm. I'd love to take you out on the boat.
Well, I've never been sailing. Maybe now that I'm retired, I could give that a try.
Look at you, handsome as ever.
Corey, you remember Andy?
How could I forget?
Oh, I always tell Molly, you're the one that got away.
Auntie. Seriously, though?
No? Come on, Corey. Help me get the Bali set up for everyone.
Corey brings a flute of champagne to Molly as she stands looking at a display of photos.
Thanks.
You look great. It's been a while.
Yeah, 4 years. Would be two, but you missed Sophia's graduation.
Yeah, I hear that you're still taking wedding pictures. You've got your own business?
Yeah, it's going great.
That's great. I'm happy that you're doing something that you love.
Well, a version of it, anyway.
I hope you haven't given up on portraits. You know, you always had so much talent. Look at that one of your mom. You can really see her sense of humor shining through.
So what, are you back for good, or...?
To be honest, I'm in a little bit of a transition right now. I need a change of scenery.
So would you come back to Hughes?
I don't know. There's so much to do and see out there.
But your family's farm is here.
Yes, and Jordan is doing a fantastic job with it. Really proud of him.
Is your family still mad at you for leaving?
It took them a while, but they've come around.
Jordan and Sophia have an old-fashioned love story, like a classic Hollywood movie, the likes of which you don't see nowadays. And to an old gal like myself, those are the best kind of love stories.
Jordan, all a parent wants is to see their child happy. And your father and I know that with Sophia by your side, you always will be.
Thank you. Before our mother passed away, she asked me to make two promises. One, that I would always look out for my baby sister. And two, that we would always follow our dreams. Today, I get to keep both promises because planning this wedding with you is a dream come true. Cheers, sis. Cheers.
Let's toast to the most important thing of all in life. To love.
To love?
To love.
She toasts with Corey but turns away. Molly shows the photos to the family.
Oh, thank you so much, Molly. I'm really going to treasure these.
I can email them to you if you want to post them.
Well, Jordan's not really big into social media. He doesn't like his pictures up for everyone to see.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Nothing's private these days.
Yeah.
Do you want a chocolate?
Oh, sure.
Wow. You are really talented, honey.
Today I was actually happy to be a wedding photographer. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love taking pictures of weddings. It's just, I thought by now I'd at least have a show in a gallery, or I'd be selling my portraits online, you know?
What happened to the gallery in Portland you sent your portfolio to?
Well, same as all of them. They're not looking for wedding photographers.
You're preserving people's memories, and that is extremely noble.
Mm-hmm. There's no rule that says you can't be in albums and in galleries. Don't give up on your dreams, honey.
Thanks for the pep talk, you two. I'll figure it out.
Nighttime, Chloe and Molly sit at desks across from each other. Molly works on software to edit the photo of the elderly couple.
So, Corey showed up after all, huh?
He did.
What's the real story between you two?
We dated all through high school and college, and he was going to take over his family's farm after his parents retired, and I was going to open up a studio here in Hughes. But then, one summer, he took a job on some sailboat. It was only supposed to be one season, but he stayed a little longer. Until one day he called me up and he said that Hughes wasn't the place for him and he didn't want to be tied to the farm.
Well, did you ever consider going with him?
He never asked.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. It's ancient history. Now, I have to figure out how to plan my sister a perfect wedding without a budget.
She prints the photo.
Oh, you know what? My cousin actually won a wedding dress and a bridal sweepstakes. There are a lot of giveaways right now, especially with Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, that's a great idea. I never thought of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On the porch of their parents' house, Sophia talks on the phone as Molly arrives.
Oh, can I call you back? Thanks again. Okay, bye. Well, day one of me being engaged and all anyone wants to talk to me about is the wedding, but it's kind of fun.
Sophia, what about wedding sweepstakes?
Wedding sweepstakes? That's a thing?
It's such a thing. I've been researching it, and wedding planners and vendors do giveaways for everything, like dresses, cakes, venues.
Okay, well, if it's free, then I'm in.
Great. And one more thing, I want to throw you an engagement party.
All of your friends want to celebrate.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you. Molly, I knew you'd be a good maid of honor.
I'm just sorry Mom isn't here to help plan things. But I'm looking out for you, okay? And I promise to make this the best day ever. You're the best.
The sisters hug. Now inside, Molly scrolls through wedding sweepstakes.
Terrence Rockford, Perleal's wedding.
Hi, I'm wedding planner to the stars, Terrence Rockford, and I'm offering one lucky couple
an all-expense-paid wedding here in luxurious Beverly Hills. I believe the perfect couple deserve the perfect wedding. So, to enter this year's Valentine's Day contest, write to me with your answer to this question. How is your love perfect? I hope to see you in Beverly Hills.
Molly looks up and sighs.
How is their love perfect?
She begins typing. Now Molly answers the door to Jordan's family.
Hey.
Hi, sorry we're late.
We're just happy you're here.
All right, say cheese.
Cheese.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
Corey steps in last.
Listen, do you think we could talk?
Talk?
Yeah, you know, talk and exchange words. Some people call it a conversation.
Talk about what?
Molly, this is just the beginning. We're going to be seeing lots of each other. Holidays, birthdays, babies.
Babies. Right. We forgot about babies. I can't wait to be an auntie.
We used to be best friends. I think it would be good if we could clear the air.
You know, I have something
in the oven, so hold, just one second.
Molly pops a tray of baked cookies in the oven.
Ooh.
She pulls them out as he enters the kitchen.
Cookies are ready.
That's not burning your hands?
Ow.
Molly, you're pretending to bake cookies to avoid talking to me.
Listen, I appreciate the olive branch, okay? But I just don't think I'm quite there yet. Maybe one day I will be, but friends is a title that's earned. It's not just declared.
I appreciate your honesty.
But for the sake of Sophia and Jordan, and the fact that we're going to be seeing a lot more of each other, I'm willing to call a truce.
Fair enough. Truce.
Truce.
In the backyard, Jordan and Sophia chat with a friend while toasting marshmallows at the fire pit.
Molly showed me pictures of the proposal. Are you excited?
Yes. I was starting to worry he'd never propose.
I had to wait till you finished grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to save up for that ring.
Do you have a date set yet?
No, we haven't really talked about that yet.
I was kind of thinking our anniversary.
A whole year?
I mean, weddings take time to plan, right?
What about a summer wedding?
I mean, we'll talk about it. We have a lot of details to discuss.
I'm here for you guys every step of the way. In fact, I've already contacted a few venues for quotes. I'm going to see one this weekend.
Oh, which one?
The Hughes Freight House.
Oh, Freight House is nice. You know, one of my best friends from high school is a GM there. I'm sure that we could get a deal if I asked him.
No, I can handle it. First, I just sort of want to make sure that the space is what I'm going for, you know?
What you're going for?
No, I mean, what we're going for.
Well, look, if Corey knows someone there, he should go with you. Help you out.
Right. Corey's idea of a wedding is a six-pack and a barbecue.
I'm serious. It'd be good to have his perspective. Corey, what do you say?
Whatever you guys need.
Then it's set. You can help Molly with the venue.
Molly gives a half smile.
Welcome aboard.
At the Shore in Hughes Freight House restaurant, Molly joins Corey.
Morning.
Hey. Listen, you really didn't have to come here for this. I'm just going in for a quick look.
There's no reason why you need to do this on your own.
It's just I've seen so many weddings from behind my camera, I kind of know what works and what doesn't.
Mm. And what, in your professional opinion, makes a wedding work?
Well, first off, it needs to be romantic. Grand entrance, all eyes on them, classy with dramatic lighting, because most of all, it needs to photograph well.
I will try to keep all of that in mind.
They step in. As Molly takes in a look of the patio arrangement, Corey follows.
Yeah, there's no need for Sophia or Jordan to be here.
Why not? I think it looks nice.
No, it's a perfectly lovely space, just not for my sister's wedding.
So what did you have in mind? Because I know Jordan and Sophia just want a venue that they can host all their friends and their family.
I appreciate your opinion. I really do. But there's a lot you don't know about weddings.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like they're expensive and complicated and have a million moving parts.
And here I thought a wedding was just all about two people in love committing to each other.
See? It's a lot you don't know.
Mm.
Oh, hang on a second. Excuse me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sophia McCarty?
I know, it's her sister Molly. May I ask who's calling?
This is Terrence Rockford.
Wait, Terrence Rockford is in Wedding Planner to the Stars?
That's me. I'm calling about the Beverly Hills Wedding sweepstakes. I was very moved by Sophia's essay.
In full disclosure, I actually wrote the essay. I'm helping my sister plan her wedding.
Well, then I was very moved by your essay. It was so heartfelt and thoughtful. And I chose it.
Wait, hold on. What are you saying?
I mean, you just won your sister an all-expense-paid
Beverly Hills wedding on Valentine's Day.
Are you kidding? I actually won the Beverly Hills wedding? I mean, Sophia. Sophia actually won the Beverly Hills wedding. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but is there a catch?
No catch. This is a contest I host every year. I love doing it. The vendors love it.
It drives traffic to my website where I blog about the couple and the wedding planning. As long as you all are okay with us taking some pictures and video of your experiences, it will work out well for everyone. But remember, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Corey smiles.
What is going on?
Molly arrives at the barn.
Sophia.
Hey.
I have the most unbelievable news.
It's unbelievable, all right.
How would you feel about having your wedding in Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah, if we're gonna go big, let's just rent the Taj Mahal.
I'm serious. You guys won the Beverly Hills wedding.
Wait, what? Slow down. What are you talking about?
Okay, remember when we discussed entering you into some wedding giveaways?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mentioned it to Sophia, so... Anyway, so there was this one that really reminded me of those old movies that you and I used to watch with Mom. So I entered it, and you guys won an all-expenses-paid wedding in Beverly Hills.
What? No way.
Yes. Everything's paid for. The food, the catering, the venue, the cake, like everything. Paid for and planned by celebrity wedding planner Terrence Rockford.
Why don't you tell them the catch?
Well, it's not really a catch, per se. It's like the wedding might happen a little sooner than we might like.
Oh, how soon? Valentine's Day, you know?
That's 6 weeks. We can't do 6 weeks.
Well, why not? Honey, this could be a good thing. Plus, we wouldn't have to spend a whole year planning, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free. And I've seen photos of this guy's weddings, and they are a fairy tale come true.
Man, it sounds like a fairy tale, all right.
Plus, we'd get a trip to Beverly Hills to plan it.
I don't know.
Come on. You two have the best relationship I've ever seen. Don't you think you also deserve the best wedding?
It sounds amazing. But, maybe we should talk this over first.
Yeah, of course. You two just... talk it out. Do your thing. I'm gonna be right over there, not interfering. Okay.
Jordan shrugs at his brother, and Corey steps away with Molly.
So, what do you think?
I think it sounds crazy.
Okay, but it also sounds exciting, and we could finally save some money towards a house of our own.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, 6 weeks isn't a lot of time.
Jordan, I am ready to marry you now, okay? Besides, for me, it's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage.
I agree. I just don't understand how she saw Beverly Hills wedding and she thought, oh, Sophia.
She was just being thoughtful.
Okay. I am happy to do whatever you want. But... Molly tends to get carried away with her role as big sister, and you tend to let her. I just want to make sure that this is our wedding.
Of course, honey.
I know you're excited, but...
Oh, no, this is not about me. This is about Jordan and Sophia.
But you didn't even tell them you entered the contest.
Well, because I know what my sister wants.
Jordan and Sophia love the family farm. They love Hughes. They're going to want to get married here. It's their home.
All right, let's just see what they have to say. Okay. So
we talked it over.
Yeah, and?
And we say yes.
Yes?
Let's do it.
We're doing this?
Yeah.
Corey knits his brow.
Having a Beverly Hills wedding.
Thanks, Molly.
Chloe joins Molly.
Thanks so much for coming to see me off.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I cannot wait to hear all about Beverly Hills.
No, I'm so excited. I've never been, but I know my sister and I are going to have the best time.
Oh, awesome.
And the greatest part, now that Terrence is organizing the wedding,
you don't have to see Corey.
Exactly.
Corey's truck pulls up.
Who's that?
Corey.
Morning, ladies.
What are you doing here?
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to take you to the airport.
No, my dad is taking me.
I thought it'd save him a trip. I'm headed that way too, right?
What do you mean?
Oh, you didn't read the fine print. See, you want a trip to plan the wedding for the bride, the groom, the maid of honor, and...
best man.
Yeah.
He takes Molly's suitcase and loads it into the truck.
Have fun!
Now Sophia and Molly walk through the airport just ahead of Jordan and Corey.
Hey, I know how awkward it is for you to be around Corey, but it's only fair since you're here for me that Corey's here for Jordan. Are you gonna be okay with that?
Of course, are you kidding? I'm fine.
Okay, I'm working on being fine. This weekend is about you and Jordan, okay? Corey and I are good. Now we're gonna be in-laws. In-laws always find a way to get along, right? Okay, so I think a driver is supposed to meet us.
Okay. Wait. Is that limo for us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Molly, you're the best sister ever. Thank you. So fancy.
Guys.
Thank you.
They load in and sightsee on the way.
Just keep going in here.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of my fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding school. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket.
I can't believe we're on Rodeo Drive.
Well, Terrence and a videographer welcome them in the hotel.
I am Terrence Rockford. This is my assistant, Kendall. You must be the beautiful bride, Sophia. And you must be Molly, the maid of honor.
We all really love your essay, Molly. It was quite inspiring.
Aw, thanks.
Well, what did you write in that essay?
Nothing that's not true, I promise.
I trust things have been satisfactory so far?
Yeah, everything's been great.
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
And who are your charming young men?
That is the groom, and I'm the best man.
Straight out of central casting.
More like straight out of work.
Yes, you are, and I love it. Welcome to the Claremont. Let me show you around. This hotel is a local treasure. If you ask me, Beverly Hills would be nothing without it. Rumor has it, Bogey and Bacall had their first kiss in this very lobby.
Seriously?
That table? Garbo's favorite. She and Fred Astaire would play gin rummy right there every other Thursday, from what I hear.
Isn't this place amazing? Yeah.
Hey, is there a reason why you keep filming us?
It's for our social media events. Terrence is an influencer, and he has some pretty big numbers, so the vendors like to see as much footage as possible. It's how Terrence offsets the cost of the wedding. My brother and I aren't big on social media, so maybe you could just focus more on the ladies. I'm just doing my job. All part of the package.
What package? Molly, did you know they'd be putting video and pictures of us online?
It was mentioned.
Don't worry, you'll get used to it. It will be excellent exposure for all of you. I wouldn't be surprised if your farm had its best season yet.
Honey, let's focus on the positives, like how beautiful and romantic this place is.
Next, we're heading to the grand ballroom where the wedding will take place. This way.
They all enter the cavernous ballroom.
Yes! Now this is what I'm talking about.
What do you think?
This is amazing.
It's no freight house, but it's not bad, I guess.
We don't know enough people to fill this huge ballroom.
Well, there are many ways to fill an empty space. Flowers, decorations.
She's right. This is merely the canvas. Now we begin the painting. It's all about design.
Seems kind of overboard.
I'll take that as a compliment. We want to show the vendors who are providing many services for free in the best possible light.
In other words, it's all about the photo ops. Totally get it.
Precisely. The most important question I've learned over my years of experience is, what does the bride think?
I think it's the most perfect place for a wedding reception.
Wonderful. That's all I need to hear. Is that a problem?
I guess I just always pictured our wedding at a church, or maybe an outdoor chapel with our pastor leading the ceremony.
Well, invite him to Beverly Hills. This space will be transformed into everything you could ever imagine.
I'm sure it's all going to be great.
Jordan, let me give you some groomology 101. Please, place your hand on Sophia's. That young man is the last upper hand you'll ever have. You will fall in love with the venue. I promise.
Trust him, Jordan. This is not his first rodeo.
First rodeo. Hilarious. Kendall, write that one down. I'm using it.
Do you think Jordan is fine with this place for the wedding?
This place must cost a fortune to rent for the day. So, yeah, he'll be fine with it.
If you say so.
And look at Sophia. She's having a wonderful time.
Okay, everyone. Let's give you some time to settle in. We can regroup a little later. You're gonna love your room.
He offers his elbows to the sisters.
Allow me to show you the way. Bye, boys.
Jordan exhales.
Hey, looks like Sophia likes it.
Molly and Sophia take in the beauty and size of the room.
Whoa. What? Look at the bed. Look at this whole wand. Look at this whole room.
Whoa.
Okay, this bathroom is huge.
I'm more impressed with this view.
Cute.
Isn't Beverly Hills everything you thought it would be?
Well, it definitely hasn't disappointed.
I think it's all very romantic.
Yeah, for you maybe.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I caught you and Corey having a moment.
I'm pretty sure you caught me giving him the side eye.
But I'll be honest. Today was fun. More of us hanging out again. Felt like old times.
Sophia falls back on the bed.
Okay, this pillow feels like my head is floating on a silk cloud.
Okay, well, don't get too comfortable. We gotta go. Terrence is waiting.
At his office.
Think elaborate, opulent. This is Beverly Hills on Valentine's Day. It should be a fairy tale come true. This is the most important day of your lives. You have such a beautiful love story. Your wedding needs to display that to everyone you know. I mean, look at you two. You've known each other your entire lives, and you still can't keep your eyes off each other.
Before I forget, we have a little something for you. Token of our appreciation.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It's blueberry jam from our family's farm. My brother made it himself.
Terrence looks at the jar and nods at Jordan, then hands it to his assistant.
Thank you. Very much. Kendall.
Kendall takes the jar for him.
Okay, let's get down to business, shall we? A dream wedding all starts with the invitations. An important yet often overlooked ingredient, the invitations set the tone for your entire marriage. So let's make them special. Also, we only have 5 weeks until the big day, so we need to send invitations out ASAP.
Why don't we just send out evites?
That's very funny. Let me show you what I have in mind.
Kendall shows samples.
I've taken the liberty to select a few of my favorites.
Oh, wow.
Sophia chooses one and holds it up to show Molly.
Kendall. Oh. Exquisite, are they not?
That lace overlay is gorgeous.
Is there something more simple?
Well, of course we could do more simple. But the invitations tell your guests what's in store. And this won't be a more simple wedding. What does our bride-to-be think?
She looks to Jordan and then Molly.
I guess I also like the lace one best.
Great, and settled. The overlay conveys timeless romance. I'll choose an appropriate font. Kendall will work up a mock version and text it to you for final approval. Did you bring the guest list like I asked?
Yes, I have it. I just have to get back to the hotel to email it to you.
Thank you.
We didn't see the guest list.
You haven't?
No.
I showed it to you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I got so excited I forgot.
It's okay. You're just trying to help.
Yeah.
No worries. You can take a look at the guest list later tonight. Oh, and also, it would be nice to stylistically match some of the wedding accoutrements with your wedding bands.
We don't have the rings yet.
We weren't planning on getting married this soon.
The wedding rings are included in the package. I'll take you to my jeweler. Now, we should utilize our time on other important matters. Like your nails.
Our nails?
In robes in Sophia's room, the sisters receive pedicures.
Now this is life.
Mm-hmm. It's important to make time for yourself when planning a wedding. You're a photographer, right? What's your genre?
Well, my real passion is portraiture. I aim to tell whole stories with just tiny moments. But my bread and butter is wedding and event photography.
Well, that seems to make sense.
My real work is a little less posed.
I planned a wedding for the curator at the Maribel Rue Gallery.
Really?
Very chic. Everyone wore white, but the bride wore bright red.
Well, that sounds dramatic.
I've planned weddings for everyone in L.A. Got my start running events at the Palo Monte Villa. That's where I made all my contacts.
What drew you to weddings?
Marriage is very important to me. Special occasions like weddings and Valentine's Day create memories that couples can draw from in hard times. I want to support that.
That's beautiful.
Well, send me your portrait portfolio. I'd love to see your work.
Oh, I would really love your feedback. Thank you.
And what about you, Sophia?
I'm a teacher. First grade.
That sounds rewarding.
Most of the time. If I come home without finger paint in my hair, I consider that a successful day.
Well, if anyone needs pampering, it's you. Why don't you girls enjoy this time to relax? Tomorrow we hit the ground running with all things wedding.
Okay.
I can't help but think this whole time, I wish Mom was here.
Yeah, me too. Although her feet were super ticklish and she would not have been able to handle this.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
They laugh. A waiter serves drinks to Jordan and Corey by the pool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This feels more like the honeymoon than the planning. Except for you sitting next to me.
Yeah, it's nice hanging out.
I think the last time we traveled together was that trip down to Sacramento, Blazers-Kings game.
You realize that was 5 years ago?
What? That's way too long.
Well, it's my fault, really. I've been traveling so much lately. You know, I'm really sorry for leaving all the hard work at the farm to you.
I never resented you for choosing something else. Molly, on the other hand.
Yeah, well, speaking of Molly, can I just ask you something just... between the two of us?
Oh, no. Is this the conversation where you tell me that while she can be difficult, you still have feelings for her?
No. No, that's not what I was going to say at all.
Oh, then what is it?
What I was going to say is, this is your wedding. Are you sure that you're fine with all this Beverly Hills stuff?
I am a bit uncomfortable with all the people opening our doors and Kendall taking video of us.
And the opulence. I mean, did you see those wedding invitations? Can you imagine Big Donnie from back home receiving that in the mail?
You would have a field day. I'm just worried you're in a little over your head on this one. You know me. Looking out for my little brother.
I appreciate it. But as long as it makes Sophia happy and it helps us save money for a house, I think we should just have fun and go with it.
That is all I needed to hear. Here comes the girls.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you guys talking about?
I was just telling Jordan that James Dean once stubbed his toe on this very chair.
Really?
No, not really.
Speaking of toes, what do you guys think?
Oh, I like the red.
Oh, no. That's not red. That's vermilion vanity.
Or red.
Hey, Molly, would you and Corey be okay without us tonight? I want to take Sophia on a date night.
Yeah, for sure. You guys should absolutely spend some quality time together.
But, you know, don't feel like you have to hang out with me.
Oh, I don't. But thank you. Same with you.
But, you know, if you did want to do something, maybe we could.
Great. Meet me in the lobby at 6?
Perfect.
She looks away quickly.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Chloe, would you do me a huge favor?
I left my portfolio by my desk. Would you mind overnighting it to me?
Yeah.
Terrence offered to have a look at it.
Okay,
give me 1 second. I will go and find it. He knows everybody in L.A.
He actually planned the wedding for the curator of the Mirabeau Wu Gallery.
Okay, that is a big deal.
I know. This could be the connection that changes everything for me.
Yeah. Molly goes through dresses as she talks with Chloe. She arrives in a yellow polka dot dress and heels. Corey does a double take as she joins him.
You look great.
Thanks. So, where are we going?
How would you like to be treated to the best food in town?
I would love that.
Okay, that's just one issue.
What's that?
I know that you're used to limos now, and I've arranged for alternate transportation. I hope you don't mind.
I think I can manage. Okay.
They pedal up to a food truck on a tandem bike.
That was the best.
She steps back to take a photo as he orders.
Oh, that looks so good.
Then that is what we will order. Can we get 2 strawberry chocolate crepes, please?
Yes.
Thanks. You know, I've often wondered why people would live down here. Now I get it.
Yeah, it's quite the scene. How'd you know about this place?
Got my connections.
Please.
Okay, it was one of Kendall's recommendations. Mm. Yeah, I gotta say, it's nice seeing you in a new environment. You have a glow about you. Oh, crepes are ready.
Okay.
They sit together at a small table by the truck.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Kendall certainly knows the best spots.
Mm-hmm.
So, Molly, do you see yourself living somewhere other than Hughes?
I don't know.
Well, why not? What's holding you back?
Friends, family. Sophia, mainly. You know, and I promised my mom I'd look out for her.
She's a grown woman now, and she has Jordan to rely on. And if I remember correctly, you did make another promise regarding your own dreams.
I'm doing the best I can. But my family is my priority.
Yeah, I get that, but look at my family. We all had very different dreams. We still love each other more than anything.
Was it hard to leave?
Yeah, it was. But then I realized that leaving didn't mean that I couldn't still love the people that I care about the most from wherever I was. And that included you, Molly. There were so many times over the years that I wanted to call you, share with you where I'd been that day or where I wanted to go next.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm really sorry for hurting you. I knew that I had to leave and I didn't handle things very maturely. You deserved more than a phone call.
Yeah, I did. You know, it was not easy for me, being just a few years after my mom passed. I mean, you were my best friend. And I always understood why you had to leave, but I just never understood why you didn't ask me to go.
I knew that you felt this sense of responsibility towards your sister, and I was afraid that if I asked you, you'd just say no, so I never asked. I'm deeply sorry.
Well, thank you for telling me all this. It would have been nice to talk back then, but I'm glad we're finally doing it now.
Me too. I know this wedding's gonna make us family, but I'm still hoping that we can also be friends.
She puts a hand on his.
Me too.
This is the last upper hand you will ever have.
Oh, you wish. Okay. Serious question. Do you think there's a limit to how many of these we can fit in our basket? Because I am definitely going to need more.
Yeah, you read my mind.
Now morning, Molly walks into Sophia's room with a large black folder. Sophia sits on the bed drinking coffee and reading a paper.
Oh, you're up early.
I already walked 3 miles, took a ton of pictures, and I got my portfolio. I really hope Terrence likes these. Getting a show at the right gallery could kickstart my entire career.
Oh, Molly, that's so fantastic. So, what about you and Corey? Are you two officially on good terms?
We're heading in that direction, yeah.
Good. You two had something really special back then.
Sophia, it's not gonna happen. We're in-laws, maybe friends.
Mm-hmm. You're a lot of things.
Okay, let's just focus on you and Jordan, all right? So, I've been brainstorming with the centerpieces, and I'm... Hold on. You look so gorgeous right now. Nice.
At the florist.
I'm thinking minimal. Structural. Maybe air plants.
Love it. What do you guys think?
I don't actually know what an air plant is.
Aren't they just plants that don't need much water?
I believe the real name is Tillandsia.
The best man knows flowers. They are gorgeous and very hip right now.
How about a Japanese motif? Cherry blossoms. You could accentuate with bracken and peonies.
Oh, my mother loved peonies.
As do I. Behind the altar?
Maybe flanked by crystal chandeliers?
Love it. Now you're thinking Beverly Hills, my dear.
I have a request. Daisies.
Daisies?
No. Good old-fashioned daisies, they come from the dirt, you have to water them. Those daisies?
I'm afraid they'll clash with the motif we are going for.
Yeah, daisies are all wrong.
I haven't asked for anything yet, and I want you to be able to do your jobs, but it would really mean a lot to Sophia and I if we could have daisies. They're our flowers.
Jordan, we can see their ideas first and see what they're like, and then we can decide.
Okay.
Let's talk centerpieces. To me, this is a very important detail that often gets overlooked. I'm thinking something robust and elegant that makes a statement. A high-tiered crystal vase. We could also add dangling tea lights.
Well, maybe each table can have a slightly different floral theme. That way we can incorporate flowers that have a personal meaning, like daisies or peonies.
Carnations?
Daisies and carnations.
Who likes carnations?
Well, I do. Well, I did, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, you don't have to use them. This is not my wedding.
Could have fooled me.
Okay, great. We won't. Moving along, let's have the bride and groom look at what I had in mind for the altar. After, we'll choose bouquets and boutonnieres.
How did you know about air plants?
I'm a botanist. Hmm. I looked it up on my phone while she was talking.
Well played.
You used to love carnations. Remember, I asked you to prom and I brought you that big bouquet of carnations?
Yeah, no, I still think they're beautiful. They just come with a certain memory that I try not to think about anymore.
Yeah, I see. They do have daisies here.
Corey pulls a single white daisy from a container and hands it to Molly. Jordan and Sophia return with Terrence.
I should use daisies for the boutonnieres, and then maybe Terrence can handle the decor.
Okay, and then I will do peonies for the altar.
Oh, did we agree to that? I don't... Yeah, just a second ago.
We have a lot of work to do. Kendall is going to take you back to the hotel where we have our scheduled champagne tasting.
This might actually be fun.
Yeah.
I agree.
Kendall, I hope you don't think that we're giving you a hard time. It's nothing personal. Just all this stuff is a little out of our comfort zone.
I understand. And I appreciate you saying that. By the way, I am originally from Eugene.
What? You're from Oregon.
Go Ducks!
Yeah. This calls for a toast. Well, we have some champagne.
Oh, no. Hey! Okay, let's get started. When tasting, don't be fooled by a perfumey smell. Good champagne should smell more like pie spices.
Oh.
It should feel soft and mellow with tightly knit bubbles in your mouth.
Mm.
We're also offering an exclusive Dom Perignon Rosé champagne for Valentine's Day.
Can I try that pink one?
There you go.
Thank you. It's mine. Mmm. This one is amazing.
Oh, Jordan, you gotta try this one.
All of these kind of taste the same to me. I don't know, maybe I'm not a champagne guy. What if we had beer? You know, maybe a decent IPA?
Jordan, this is a wedding, not a frat party.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm gonna just head back to the room.
Jordan, you know, you can choose another champagne if you like.
No, no, it's, you know, it's been a long day, so.
I'll go back with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Passing through the lobby, Sophia and Jordan stop to confer.
Are you okay?
I don't know, I guess you could say I'm concerned.
About what?
Whether I'm marrying you or you and Molly. She seems to be making all the decisions.
She's only trying to help.
I know, but she's always trying to help.
I know.
Let's talk about it more upstairs.
Okay.
In a piano bar, Molly and Corey have a seat with drinks. Surrounding the booth are black and white portraits of Hollywood stars.
LA seems to suit you.
Yeah, I just haven't had a vacation in so long, so I'm trying to soak up every minute.
Meanwhile, I feel like I've just been on one long vacation.
You done with adventure?
Oh, no way. But taking tourists out on Sunset Cruises stops feeling like an adventure after a while. I need to get back to what I love about sailing.
I'm actually going through the same thing with my photography. I actually started focusing on portraits again.
Glad to hear that.
I just love the old black and white photos. They have such character and glamour. You know, the lighting, the composition. It was true artistry back then. They didn't have all these digital filters, you know?
Yeah, you could do that. You're just as good.
I don't know. Maybe I was born in the wrong era.
Well, I happen to be very thankful that you're born in this era. I still have that picture that you took of my parents in the farm that you gave to me. It's hanging in my living room. Probably your biggest fan.
You are probably my only fan.
No way, that's not true. You've taken pictures of almost every single married couple in Hughes, and I know that they are all raving fans.
I just thought by now I'd at least be selling my photos online. I guess weddings are easier.
Don't take this the wrong way. But if you're not totally happy with what you're doing, maybe it's time to pursue other opportunities outside of Hughes. You can do anything that you put your mind to. You've always had the talent, and now you have the experience to back it up.
Thanks, Corey. It's nice after all this time you still believe in me.
Always have, and I always will.
They lock eyes as they drink. Terrence walks Sophia and Molly into a bridal salon.
So you don't have your dress yet? But today, we'll fix that. Any ideas of what you like?
Well, as a little girl, Molly used to dress me up in our mom's wedding gown. And I loved that dress. It was simple, flowy, with a sweetheart neckline and an empire waist.
Well, I'm sure she won't mind if you wore something a little more modern. Where is your mother?
She passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My mother wasn't there for my wedding either. It wasn't easy. But we did walk into her favorite song, What a Wonderful World. Now this is a lovely dress.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's try it on. And Molly, bridesmaid dress is for you.
Okay.
Come on.
The sisters try on dresses, but none of Sophia's match her description. Molly brings the dress to show Sophia. Sophia's face falls, but she tries to smile.
So gorgeous this train is.
Sophia, I think this one is absolutely gorgeous, right?
It's so beautiful, okay? And it's only,
Oh, don't pay attention to the price. I really like this one as well. It is a showstopper. The applique bodice, the hand-cut roses embroidered with tiny pearls.
I think I would prefer something that I could move in.
It is my job to see the big picture and to make sure all elements meld. You are having a Beverly Hills wedding. You needed a dress to match that.
Right, okay, but none of these are like my mom's. Sophia, I have photographed countless weddings, and this is by far the most beautiful dress I have ever seen. And it's free. Free! How can we not take advantage of that?
I mean, it is really pretty, so it won't hurt to try.
Great! I think it's gonna be the winner.
Me too.
Here, let me take that.
The men try on tuxedos.
You know, I never thought that I'd be wearing a tux to your wedding. I figured, you know, a suit, maybe, at the most.
This wedding has a lot of I never thought I'd's. Like, I never thought I'd see you and Molly getting along again.
Me neither. Spending all this time with her, it's kind of messing with me. I'm finding it hard to look at her and not see... I don't know.
Not see what?
Not see the girl that I was in love with for so long.
Well, she's been trying to get over you for a long time now. Be careful. Don't open that door again unless you're sure what you want.
Okay. Are we good with these?
Mm-hmm.
They're uncomfortable, but to me, a tux is a tux.
Great. Look, I know you guys don't like the whole camera thing, but can we do a quick boomerang? If you can smile and give each other a high five, that'd be great. Ready? Go.
Perfect. He shows them a looping video.
Let's meet the ladies with the cake pasting. Okay.
At the bakery, they each try different flavors of cake.
Okay, here I have raspberry truffle, salted caramel, mocha cappuccino, cherry liqueur, hazelnut praline, and tuxedo torte.
You're loving this, aren't you?
So are you. I think the one thing we had in common was our sneak tooth.
Hey, if he brings out a double chocolate fudge, you better pass it over to Molly here.
Yep.
Kendall shoots video close to Jordan. He recoils.
Really?
These are all so delicious, right?
I kind of thought we'd just choose between chocolate or vanilla.
I'm sorry, Jordan has a palate of a 6-year-old on his birthday.
Yes, I'm beginning to notice just how unrefined I really am.
Jordan, why don't you choose something that you can't get in Hughes?
Or you could just go with the traditional route. Blueberry cobbler.
Yeah.
A cobbler is too pedestrian. We can go down to earth so long as it isn't ordinary. If you insist on blueberries, we can do a signature blueberry cocktail to pair with the dessert.
And not do a wedding cake?
We don't have to do a normal cake in the traditional sense. Who eats cake anymore? Too many carbs.
Okay, but I always wanted a normal wedding cake.
Yeah, me too. I happen to like carbs.
I have a thought. Spun sugar leaves and fondant peach blossoms. Maybe some lace points and icing ribbons.
Maybe it's still a tad pedestrian.
You're right. Think bigger. Maybe we could do a gold dusting with a smattering of pearls.
I personally love a smattering of pearls.
Guys, be serious, please. Is there anything here that you like?
The salted caramel seems the most normal. Sophia?
Yeah, let's go with the salted caramel. You can get fancy with it as long as it's cake with the little bride and groom figurines on top.
Right. Figurines. Deal. And since we're going cake, we might as well go big. Let's do 6 tiers.
Whoa.
This cake better be good because we're going to be eating leftovers for a long time.
Okay, what's next?
I need to steal the bride and the groom away to show them some rings. Meanwhile, the driver will take you to the hotel where you can work on the seating charts.
Oh, but I'd really love to see the rings.
You know, I don't think I could head back to Oregon without seeing the ocean. You wanna come with me?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, sure.
At the shore, Molly photographs the scenery, finally shooting one of Corey walking towards her.
Can't wait to see myself in a gallery one day. So beautiful. The view's not bad either.
I see you're still dorky smooth.
Dorky smooth?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing?
Well, yeah, because if you were just smooth, I'd be suspicious.
Okay, then.
thanks, I guess.
They sit together on the wall overlooking the beach.
You ever heard of the Green Flash?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if conditions are just right, there's a green flash that happens at the exact moment that the sun disappears.
You're making that up.
No, it's true. I saw it once, sailing off the Carolinas. Just me, two crewmates, and water as far as the eye can see.
Do you think we'll see it tonight?
He leans close.
We'll have to wait and see.
He leans in, but she jumps up.
It's like the sun is kissing the ocean goodnight.
Seating chart. I forgot about the seating chart. I gotta get back to the hotel. Sophia's counting on me, okay?
A gated estate slowly opens up to allow a limousine through.
This is where Terrence lives?
The spectacular mansion has a ringed fountain out front. The driver opens the door for the two couples, and they walk up the stairs to the foyer.
Hello? This is Terrence's house? It's like a mansion.
It is a mansion.
Business must be good.
So did you guys find a set of rings you liked?
We did, actually. We just have to get them sized.
Awesome.
Welcome to our home.
Hey.
Come in. I'm Gary, Terrence's husband. Terrence is just getting things set up with the caterer.
You have a beautiful home.
Well, thank you. Groomer, best man.
Best man. I'm Corey. And this is Jordan, his future bride, Sophia, and the maid of honor, Molly.
Ah, yes. The one who wrote the essay.
We need to read this essay.
You should. Terrence was all set to go with another couple, and then Molly swooped in last minute and convinced him otherwise. Right this way.
Now in the patio by the swimming pool, Kendall greets them.
Hey, Kendall.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Are we ready to get started on your first dance lesson?
Dance lesson.
Well, yeah, sometimes the first dance is even more stressful than the wedding itself. So I'm giving you all lessons.
Terrence joins.
Kendall was once a nationally ranked ballroom dancer. Hey, everybody. Hey.
We'll get started with a basic waltz.
Oh, no. We're not doing a waltz for our first dance.
Jordan, you can't just do the hokey pokey and, like, the chicken dance all night. This is a wedding. Waltzing is beautiful.
Jordan, ballroom is an expression of partnership with your love.
Yeah, come on, honey. Express our partnership with me.
No way.
You know what? I'll do it.
Miss McCarty, may I have this dance?
He extends a hand to Molly, and she eagerly takes it.
You may.
Wait, seriously?
Okay, excellent, excellent, but not so fast. Before we partner, you need to learn some basic footwork.
Come on, if I can do this, you can do this.
All right.
Great, so chin's up, shoulders rolled back and relaxed. We start with our left side and forward side close. Back side close. Forward side close. Back side close. Good, good.
Gary leans to Terrence.
It's really nice that you're doing this for them.
Yeah. If I bring the vendors business, they bring me discounts. Believe it or not, this saves us money.
He used to do it because he enjoyed making people happy.
Is this right?
Good. Now, can you join your partner?
Terrence hesitates.
Okay, here we go.
Terrence records the lesson on his phone. Molly and Corey glide smoothly about the patio as Sophia and Jordan struggle, stiffly taking the steps and dancing mechanically.
Okay, not bad. Got this.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Molly excuses herself from the dance.
Can you excuse me? Terrence, hi.
Hey.
I'm wondering if you have a moment. I brought my portfolio.
Oh, yes. Now is the perfect time. Follow me.
He browses her photographs and finally arrives at the elderly couple. She catches her breath.
There is
there's a great deal of tenderness in these photos.
Thanks. I try to capture subjects' inner life, not just their photo.
She watches him as he looks through them.
These photographs are stunning. I would love to pass your portfolio around. Thank you for sharing it with me.
No, thank you for everything you're doing for us. We're really grateful.
The couple sit at his dining table.
It's your last night in Beverly Hills. I hope you've enjoyed your time. Well, now that you've worked up a good appetite, I've narrowed down a few food options with the wedding caterer, and we get the delightful job of tasting them.
Seaweed bonbon.
They each take a finger of food. Terrence awaits their decision. Corey, Jordan, and Sophia all grimace at their tastes.
Adding the word bonbon does not make seaweed taste any better.
I think they look pretty good, actually.
I'm not sure what this one's supposed to be.
That is the moqueca.
Well, that's a fancy word for chicken noodle soup.
It's a Brazilian cold fish stew. Justin and Haley had moqueca at their wedding. Everyone raved.
Wow.
What's the general consensus?
Terrence, look, this is our wedding day. Shouldn't we be serving something we actually like? I mean, I don't think any of these dishes are right for us.
Yeah, our family's more into comfort food.
Yeah, our family isn't going to want to eat this. Heck, I don't even want to eat any of this.
Jordan, Terrence went to a lot of trouble to put this on for us. You don't have to be rude.
Try to understand, this is modern cuisine.
Well, if this is modern cuisine, then I'm sorry, but I don't want to understand it.
I see. Well, I have to make a phone call. Excuse me.
Jordan.
What?
Please have an open mind. This is a wonderful opportunity. I don't see Sophia complaining.
No, I'm with Jordan on this one. This really isn't us.
And it would have been nice to be consulted first.
We should go.
Sophia and Jordan leave Molly and Corey alone at the table.
Saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah, because you instigated it. Always with your little comments.
You think this is my doing? You've been trying to turn them into something that they're not. Our job should be to give Jordan and Sophia the wedding that they want.
How do you know what they want? You left. You just swoop into town every now and then whenever you feel like it. I've been here the whole time.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you've been so worried about Sophia's life that you forgot about your own.
I made a promise to my mother.
To look after her. I know. But you forgot about the second part. Follow your own dreams, not just manage hers. And sometimes looking after someone means letting them be their own person.
Is that why you left me? So you could be your own person?
He calls after her when she leaves.
Molly.
As she stalks through the foyer, she runs into Terrence.
Is something wrong?
I've been trying to give Jordan and Sophia something that I thought was ideal. But the truth is, this just isn't what they want. Your work is lovely, Terrence. It's just not them.
What should we do?
We have to call up the Beverly Hills wedding. I'm so sorry.
She leaves him in the foyer. Back home with family, the sisters sit at the kitchen counter.
Maybe it's a good thing. Those Hollywood weddings never seem to last very long. Well, Elizabeth Taylor was married 8 times. So was Mickey Rooney.
We did get these very interesting invitations in the mail.
Great. Now we're gonna have to call everyone. Jordan's not happy. Especially after seeing those videos of us online.
What videos?
She shows the video.
Zoe stepped on your foot. What's the big deal?
I'll ask them to take it down.
Don't worry, it's fine.
I know. he's just shy about these things.
I think he's kind of cute.
And don't think I didn't notice my eldest niece dancing with the other Cronin boy in that video. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm off to bed.
She takes the chocolates.
Nice having you girls home.
Night, Abby.
Look, whatever is going on between you two has to be worked out. If your mother and I ever had a disagreement, she would put on a pot of tea and tell me that we couldn't go to bed until we got things resolved.
You and Mom had disagreements?
Of course we did. All relationships do, no matter how solid they may be.
I never saw any.
That's because she didn't allow issues to linger. Communication and forgiveness. That's what she taught me.
Sophia looks to Molly.
I'll make the tea.
The sisters talk in the den by the fire.
I'm really sorry for forcing the Beverly Hills wedding on you. I just wanted the best.
Well, your intentions were great. And for the most part, I had fun.
Good.
And you tried. I'll figure something out.
Well, if you still want me to, I'm happy to help you plan a beautiful wedding here. I just want you to be happy.
Molly, I am happy. You have sacrificed a lot for me over the years. Your photography career, paying for my grad school. But it's time to focus more on yourself.
Are you saying you don't need my help, or?
Well, I didn't say that. You are my maid of honor. Not to mention my sister. And my best friend. I'm always going to need you.
I love you.
They hug. Wind blows through the green grass of a field. A car pulls up to the barn. Corey greets Molly. She steps out of the car carrying a gift box.
Hi.
Hi. I'm here to talk to your brother, if that's okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
He gestures to his brother, who approaches. She hands out the gift.
I've come with a peace offering.
Well, it's too thin to be a bowl of moqueca.
Inside, there is a double frame with then and now photos of Sophia and Jordan at their engagement as children and then as adults.
Wow, I love it.
I'm so sorry for how I treated you in L.A. It was really inconsiderate, and I promise to do better from now on.
Get over here. I can never stay mad at you.
Oh, never say never.
Now, listen, I'm sure my brother would like to talk to you.
One thing at a time.
Molly gets in her car and leaves as Corey loads his truck. In L.A., Gary spreads Jordan's blueberry jam on toast as Terrence talks on the phone.
Yes, I'd be happy to share those with you. No problem. Same to you.
Honey, Jordan's blueberry jam is delicious.
Terrence tastes it. Terrence closes his eyes as he chews and swallows.
Kind of reminds you of home, doesn't it?
There's wild blueberries in Maine.
They grin at each other as they eat. Chloe looks over Molly's shoulder at her LA photos.
These are lovely.
I may not be as good of a photographer as you, but I do know one thing.
What's that?
The lens doesn't lie when it comes to love.
Oh, no, that's just the lighting. Natural light can do wonders for any subject.
I'm not talking about the subject. I'm talking about the person who took the photo.
They focus on the photo of Corey at the beach. Molly sees an incoming call from Terrence.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi, Molly. I'm sorry to spring this on you unannounced, but I was wondering if I could meet with you all. I'm here in town.
You are? Okay. Do you want to meet at my dad's house? I can text you the address.
Perfect.
Okay. Great.
At the house, the family and couple are gathered.
So, to what do we owe the pleasure?
We have a wedding to discuss, of course.
We do?
Please, have a seat. I met my husband at a party on Valentine's Day. That day has always been special to me, and I wanted to make it special for others as well. But somewhere along the line, I lost my way. You helped me realize that.
Molly smiles at him.
A Beverly Hills wedding can take place anywhere, and you have the perfect location right here. So, if it's okay with you, I will bring Beverly Hills to you.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Everyone smiles.
Sophia, it all starts with your dress. Your mother would be so proud of the sweet, genuine woman you are today. You have to wear her dress. If it needs some alterations, I can take care of that for you.
Thank you.
Jordan smiles genuinely.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Your blueberry jam brought me back to my youth. And as for you, Molly, my friend at the Mirabelle Rue Gallery would love to schedule a meeting about showing your work. After the wedding, of course.
Seriously?
A talent like yours is rare. The whole world should see it.
Molly smiles broadly.
Thank you, Terrence.
Okay, we only have 4 weeks until Valentine's Day, so there's no time to waste. We have a Beverly Hills wedding to throw in Oregon.
Come on, let's get planning, you guys. Come on.
The family follows Terrence, but Molly hangs back with Corey.
Hey, can we talk?
Talk?
Yeah, you know, exchange of words. Some people call it a conversation. I've been thinking about what you said, and you were right. I've been blaming you for everything, and I never acknowledged my part in it. And I just want to say that I'm sorry.
I appreciate you saying that.
Now, we have a wedding to plan, and I need your help. But it might mean us working really closely side by side.
I would like that. Very much.
Me too.
Now outside in a bridesmaid's dress, Molly takes Corey's tuxedoed arm. They walk up the aisle to Jordan and the officiant. Sophia arrives on her father's arm with a bouquet including daisies. She hands the bouquet to Molly and takes Jordan's hands. Molly shoots a smile to Corey, who smiles back. At the reception, Corey stands at the banquet table before the guests.
Before I get started, I would like to say a big thank you to Terrence. In addition to planning this lovely event, he was kind enough to share something with me.
He unfolds a paper.
These words are excerpts from an essay written by the lovely Molly McCarty. The perfect love story of Jordan and Sophia.
A photo of the children's engagement pops up on a screen behind him.
Some people see Valentine's Day as the most romantic day of the year. But for Sophia and Jordan, every day is Valentine's Day. You may think that that means that their love is perfect. It is not.
But it's something better. It's real.
The adult wedding ceremony plays out as he reads.
20 years ago, their story began right here on this farm. And for most kids, it would have ended a week later, but not for them. Their epic journey of love continued through the teen years and on through college and up to the present. Perfect love is when two people don't expect each other to be perfect, but instead they see each other perfectly. It's when they empower each other to be their best selves and to share a love, unconditional and built on friendship and respect. Perfect love is active and renewed every single day. It's not a destination, but it's a journey. A great lifelong adventure. I would love to invite Molly to come up here and read the rest.
Molly arrives beside Corey. Now, a photo of the adult engagement is on the screen behind them.
My mother used to tell Sophia and I that everybody makes mistakes and nobody is perfect. But we should still love each other as if we were. Jordan and Sophia are not perfect, but because of the pure love they share, they are perfect for each other. True love does exist, and it's right here.
The sisters exchange smiles. The bride and groom dance smoothly on the dance floor near the six-tiered wedding cake as the musicians play. Molly and Corey also dance, looking into each other's eyes.
So, what made you read my essay?
I knew that someone who captures such beautiful portraits and photographs must have made a beautiful portrait in words.
Well, I have a confession to make. In addition to being friends, I'm pretty sure I'm falling in love with you. All over again.
Pretty sure. Because I'm absolutely sure that I'm already in love with you.
What's going to happen if I pursue this opportunity in L.A.?
Well, I hear that they've got really good chocolate crepes there, and I really like crepes. So I'm not letting us get away from each other or our dreams ever again. So we'll figure it out together this time.
Together. That sounds perfect.
She puts her arms around his neck, and they kiss on the dance floor.